Gospel reading for today is from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast of the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." This is the gospel of the Lord.
The text today from Luke 13 serves as a jumping off point for me today. More than just really analyzing this text, some thoughts in this text that kind of spurned me in a different direction from what the normal use of this text might be, but I think still maintaining the idea behind what's really important here. And that it starts with the understanding of belief for us and the value of that. One dictionary definition of faith is saying that belief is that which is not based on proof. Well, but you can believe in things that are based on proof too, so that's kind of a weak definition in a sense. Our text shows us that through that belief and faith in Jesus that we have the opportunity to know the glories of heaven through that faith and belief in Jesus, because it talks about that narrow door that we will go through, and that's Christ that's being referred to there. And it also helps us to understand that just knowing Jesus is not going to be enough. Where science and faith intersect in our text, it's really very simple. We have something we have to do. We're called to it. God's the one that's leading us, but we're called to it. We're put in motion. Once something is put in motion, it remains in motion until enough the force against it causes it to stop. Or the idea, I remember in earth science in seventh grade, every action always gives us an equal and opposite reaction, was what they always said, which I still argue with after all these years. I try and come up with, I lose because I don't understand it enough. But this is science and faith are intersecting for me in this text, because you got this motion of something we are entering. You've got this narrow door where we are going to go through. And in faith, that's going to be Christ, where we're going through that narrow doorway. And science comes in to say that once that door is shut, just like the text says, there are properties of density we have to deal with. You can't go through a door. Science again. And then science that goes all the way to the very end. And as I told Sky, it kind of ties in with what we were talking about a little bit, who will be first, and the first will be last, and the last will be first. And I think of poor Pluto, that science decided to kick out for no good reason, in my opinion. And I still like Pluto, and I agree with Sky. I think it'll get bigger one day. I don't know how that works, and I don't know how you measure that, but dust is still there out in the world and in the universe and going there. But science is saying that's going to happen, and in faith we're saying, guess what? There's going to be those that are received and those that are kicked out, in a sense, because they don't know Jesus in the biblical use of that word "know," which is that intimate faith and connectivity, a relationship that we should have with him, not just to know about him or to know of him, but to truly have that trust in him for being who he is and who he says he is. And in the text, it talks about the owner is got the door open. God has got the door open. We can go through, and there will come a time when that door is shut. And for those that are on the outside, they're saying, but hey, Jesus, you know, you were teaching out in the street out there, right in front of my house. And hey, Jesus, you know what? When you were down at the cafeteria, I was down there too. We were in the same place. So why am I not getting to go to heaven? Well, because maybe you knew who Jesus was, but you didn't take that knowledge of Jesus into your life and into your heart like you should have. And without that relationship with Christ, there will not be a glory of heaven for the individual in looking ahead. In fact, he says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth for those individuals. Some have said that faith is the enemy of reason. But reason is limited by our understanding and our experience. And reason holds really no more value than faith, in because both are based on a personal perception and really an individual acceptance. Faith and reason. We have faith in Christ, faith in God, because of our perceptions, because of our experiences, because of what we accept through our understandings. Science does this too. They have this, they reason out these things that could be. It's really interchangeable with the word faith, in my opinion. They have faith in these ideas that they have established and tested to be true. But then not everybody agrees with each other there either, so it's kind of like the church, you know. Not everybody agrees on how we got to where we are or how it's being put together now or if Pluto should be a planet or not. And science makes all kinds of leaps and has all kinds of gaps that they have to fill in and things that they cannot prove, but they hypothesize and believe to be correct and hold on to them even if they can't really test them and show any proof for them. That's what we're having to do with faith when we bring it to people initially too, is we're bringing it to them without really a proof of God being there and what he does, but through that relationship and those experiences and that reasoning that we have, we come to a knowledge and a relationship with Christ because we see miracles happen. We see lives changed. We see hearts changed, our own hearts changed. Science allows for gaps and oppositional theories. Well, we follow that too with faith. There are gaps sometimes. There's an intentional gap in the scriptures. There's a gap between the Old Testament and the New Testament of 400 years. And that's okay. We don't have to even explain it because what went on in there, God said he was going to be silent, and he was. Until the time that Christ came. And since there are books that deal with some of the history of things that took place during those time frames, but we don't have them in the Bible because God wasn't speaking through anyone there. And if God's not speaking through them, we don't need to hear what they have to say about God because it's not necessarily from God at that point. So we hold to what we have in Scripture. And where reason may falter when confronted with alternate perceptions, faith perseveres because faith is not needing to fill in the blanks. See what I did there? Fill in the blanks. Yeah, first service didn't think it was that funny either. The truth is that we have this belief and this trust in God that changes us and we'll change others. Martin Luther had a great quote, and this is part of it. He says, faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives new birth from God. It makes us completely different people. It doesn't stop to ask if good works ought to be done, but before anyone asks, it already has done them and continues to do them without ceasing. Martin Luther, who, if he had been around longer, I think he would have changed his phrasing and his perspective a little bit. He even called that book of James the Gospel of Straw because he thought there was too much effort to push works in that. But that's what he's doing right here, too. Martin Luther is saying that that faith, if it's there, it changes your heart so that you will do works. So I think he's on the track at that point. We are going to do things for other people. We're going to be different people because of that faith in us. Science may give you different knowledge and understandings, but faith transforms us. It truly changes us from where we were to where we are, and does even more beyond that as it works to change the lives of others. Science needs to say how old the earth is. Some Christians feel the need to jump into that conversation too, and you get into Christian scientists and creation-based evolutionists, and they start getting into these discussions that I think that they're really wasting their time on, in my opinion, because does it make a difference if the earth is 10,000 years old, 5 million years old, 5 billion years old? If the Bible didn't tell us, we don't have to know that. It's okay. We don't have to come up with an answer for that because God didn't put it in the scriptures. If God had wanted us to make sure that we knew this detail and it mattered for salvation in any way, I think he would have given it to us. Since he didn't, let's not get bogged down in things that are not issues about our true faith. And salvation, or the afterlife that we experience. God created the earth. Faith understands that. Faith doesn't concern itself with developing a PowerPoint presentation and graphs or a thesis to go beyond what God has said and try and come up with another answer. We don't have to do this. Does the knowledge of God's grace, does the knowledge of God's grace make you happy in your life? Because of God's grace, you know love. Because of God's grace, you know forgiveness. Because of God's grace, you have hope. Well, is all that because of faith? It's certainly not because of science. Some folks say that faith is based on the interpretation of the intangibles. In other words, feelings and emotions are where faith come in. And I think whoever came up with that definition didn't understand Germans. feelings and emotions. We're not going to go there in church. Oh, no. The best understanding of faith, I would say, comes from the one who truly gives us this faith. And God has explained that faith is not a feeling, but a trust. We're called to trust God. God gives us confidence and purpose. God gives us direction and assurance. And the Holy Spirit is what comes into our lives and makes this happen for us. Faith makes you willingly joyful to do good for others. Faith makes you a servant. Faith helps you where you're suffering. And all this faith comes because of God. Like Luther's quote, you know, faith is going to cause us to do something with this faith. And when faith responds to God, that's where the idea in our text ties in so well with understanding this faith is about getting us somewhere. We got to get through that door. We want to be in heaven. And we need to know what it is to get us to heaven. It's not a matter of just knowing about Jesus and thinking, well, last minute I'll jump in, you know, squeeze through when nobody's looking, sneak into the movie theater. I'll, you know, you know, while everybody's over here, God's not going to notice me sliding in the back door, right? Faith is something that is offered by God and given to us, but then it is placed back into God's hands as well. Because God comes to us, we would have no trust and faith and belief in Him if God did not come to us first. And He gives us the opportunity then to respond. And if we respond and we go through that door because we have listened and we have loved Jesus, then what we've done is not taken the credit for that ourselves. It's a matter of we've placed ourselves through trust back in the hands of the one who gave us that faith in the first place, in Christ. And He brings us home. It's by faith that we're called righteous. It's by faith that we receive forgiveness. It's by faith that we know that we are followers of someone who is teaching us to now go out into the world and to be a blessing to others around us. It's going somewhere. Faith is going somewhere. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's something we need to understand. Faith is taking us on the glories of being God's children through this life and into the infinite glories of being God's children in life eternal. The struggle comes in for us in that we like to know more. And that's kind of what science does. Science has to come up with an answer. They have to have this answer. And they promote this answer until that answer is proven wrong. And then they'll promote a different answer. They have to get to that answer. We don't have to get there in that in faith. We place it back in God's hands. God's got our time taken care of. God's got our lives taken care of. And we're going the same direction. We're not going to get there at the same time unless the Lord comes pretty quick, which He could do that too. But we know where we're going, and we just need to place ourselves back in the hands of God. When the time comes and He opens that door, then we'll go through. In the meantime, we live in this life to the best of our ability for service to Him and in response to His love for us. Well, we want to know when we're leaving. I mean, you get ready for a trip. You plan these things out. You know when you're going. You plan when you're coming back. You look at the time frame here. You get online. You make your bookings for your plane. You make your bookings for your car rental. You make your bookings for your hotel. And you've got all of this. And then when things go wrong, you pull out the paper and you show them the proof of what you've got. Look at this. This says this plane is supposed to take off here, and they say, tough. It ain't taking off here. Matter of fact, it's taking off in about 5 minutes at a gate that you can't get to in time. too bad. I don't care about your proof. Sometimes that proof isn't going to play out. But we want to book it. We want to book it online. We want to know when we're going. We want to know how long we're going to stay. Faith is not belief without proof, but it's trust without reservations. There's another one. Reservations. Okay. We're all at a little different place in our lives, in our faith. Because of our age and the things we've experienced in life, because of our experiences themselves and the wide variety of things that different people have gone through at different stages of their life, because of our maturity as a Christian and in how long we've been a Christian, and age doesn't come into that factor necessarily, because there are some that are very mature before they ever come to Christ, and there are some that are young that have been faithful for many years longer than that and may have a better knowledge of God. We're all at a different point in our life right now, but though faith originates from the same place for us, we can say that, you know, it's not about us then. There's science that's in this world about the physical things, the surgical things, the medical things, the material things, the you know, gravity. Gravity always wins, right? Kerplop. But faith is going to take us to another place. It starts at the same place for us all, whenever it starts in our lives and at whatever point. And it's there because God is the one that places it there. And it leads us all to the same point. We don't know when we're going to get there, but we all know where we're going. Because we've taken our trust that God has given to us in Him and placed it right back in His hand, saying, Lord, You give me faith, You give me belief, You give me hope, You give me trust in You. It's on You, Lord. I'm not going to have all the answers, but I'm going to have God. And as God remains the focus of our life, we don't have to worry about conflicts with the world. We just need to stay in the focus of what has Christ said, what has God said in His holy word, what has the Holy Spirit done in our lives. And we won't be disappointed. Because when you place yourself back in the hands of the one who gave you the faith that you are trusting in Him with, we can't be disappointed. Faith in Christ saves. Science will not. Faith in Christ promises the glories of heaven. Science can't understand. Faith in Christ is something that cannot be measured because it's not ours to begin with. It's all in God and just comes through us to help us along the way, but also to bless others along the way. It's because of God's truth, and it's because of God's faith that we have life, and we will have life that is to come. Faith is simply that which is going to get us somewhere that science will never do. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.